If you're applying for entry-level positions at McDonald's and you're not a teenager that's getting their first job to have some spending money, then chances are you're in a bit of a rough spot. And there's nothing wrong with doing what you can to stay afloat, but imagine being in that position and then finding out that your McDonald's application was stolen by anonymous dark web hacker men who are having a laugh at your expense and possibly forming a plot to extort you and steal your identity. Well, that's not a far-fetched fantasy, because it turns out that the AI hiring assistant designed by Paradox AI, which McDonald's forces new job applicants to deal with, was not secure, and security researchers were able to access the personal info of millions of people applying to work at McDonald's, including their names, addresses, phone numbers, and even the raw chat messages between McDonald's applicants and Olivia, the AI agent provided by Paradox that McHire.com uses. First of all, the fact that AI is making the first decisions for job candidacy, not just at McDonald's, but probably most places at this point, feels really dystopian. When I first entered the job market about 15 years ago, everything was already online, at least as far as job applications go. And I used to get this boomer advice that you still hear today, where someone will say that all you need to do is walk into the store, ask for the manager, look him in the eye, shake his hand, and say that you want a job. Now, that strategy was already dead when I started. I mean, maybe there is a chance that you could make an impression on the manager and they might actually remember your name when she goes back to look through the applicants. But now it feels like you're even further removed from getting a job from an actual person, because now your online application has to pass through Olivia's judgment test first before anyone who can give you a job even knows your name. Now, I'm sure there's varying levels of success when it comes to using AI for screening job applicants, but in this case, I think the attack vector alone shows us just how little McDonald's actually cares about this process. The reason that these personal records were exposed in the first place is because the password for the backend of that AI hiring assistant was 123456. Literally the worst password ever. Password would actually have been a better password than 123456. That password is so bad that most online services won't even let you use that as your password, which tells me that Paradox AI isn't doing much to idiot-proof this service that they're selling to Fortune 500 companies either. Like, when it comes to default credentials, which I'm pretty sure is what the 123456 password is, you could at least program that service so that the default login is going to be different for each individual franchise that uses it. 90% of McDonald's franchises are already using McHire, powered by Paradox AI, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's similar use rates amongst Burger King and Wendy's franchises. So what exactly is stopping a McDonald's owner from sabotaging a competitor's hiring process in order to drive more traffic and employees to his business? Or even worse, what's to stop the owner of one McDonald's restaurant from sabotaging another one down the street? They're both using McHire, they both know each other's default passwords, or at least they have access to some kind of account that can get them into that information, and these default credentials exposed 64 million records. So I would assume that those records span across the 40,000 or so McDonald's restaurants around the world, or at least the ones that are using McHire, and you could conduct all kinds of corporate sabotage through this attack vector. There's also the potential for sabotage from the job candidates that McDonald's is supposedly trying to filter out. Like, if I desperately needed a job at McDonald's, I might just hack into McHire, if you really want to call this hacking, and then delete everyone else's applications. Boom! Now I am the only candidate. Or how about I just hire myself automatically as the general manager or as a human ice cream machine? I hear that thing is always broke, so now they can pull on my lever to dispense some creamy goodness. And speaking of workplace harassment, my main concern with something like this would be accidentally hiring an actual creep to come work at your restaurant because the AI was not able to filter it out. Like, places like McDonald's, they tend to employ a lot of minors, and as far as I know, it's illegal to have convicted child predators working alongside children. So this really does look like another case of AI just creating more problems than it's actually solving. Now, Paradox has addressed this problem after security researchers responsibly disclosed it to them, and here's a quick summary of what happened according to them. The researchers logged into a test account that was connected to a single Paradox client instance, MacHire in this case, and once the researchers logged into the test account, they found a vulnerability in Paradox's API that let them access the chat instances between clients and Olivia, as well as the personal information that they were submitting on their job applications. And two things that I find particularly interesting is that Paradox claims, one, that most of the chat records didn't contain personal information, even though 5 out of the 7 random chat logs the researchers looked at actually did contain personal details. So I'm a little bit doubtful about what the other 40 plus million records actually held in them. And Paradox said that none of their internal penetration tests were able to find the insecure test account or the vulnerable API endpoint, which really makes me question their security practices. A test account is something that you really shouldn't miss when you're deploying your app, especially when it has such a weak password like 123456. In fact, even having that password in the testing phase of the app is pretty stupid. I've said it a million times, but if your passwords are simple enough for you to remember and short enough for you to type them in comfortably, they're probably not good passwords, which is why we copy-paste our passwords from password managers. The developers should know about this. Paradox also stated that none of these records had actually been leaked. Only the researchers saw sensitive information, and Paradox was able to fix this before any black hats exploited it. This also hasn't been the first time that Paradox has had security issues related to weak passwords. In June of 2025, it was discovered that a Paradox AI administrator in Vietnam suffered a malware compromise on their device that stole usernames and passwords for a variety of internal and third-party online services. These leaked credentials further confirmed the poor security practices at the company, because the developer in this case reused the same 7-digit password across multiple different services. Not even a 7-character password, mind you, but 7 digits, according to Krebs. And they used this to log into a Paradox AI account for several huge firms, including Aramark, Lockheed Martin, Lowe's, and Pepsi. They noticed another bad habit where, in the instances that the passwords were different, there was only a 1 or 2 character difference, further confirming that this person clearly wasn't using a password manager and, as a result, were making up bad passwords. Now, in response to this leak, Paradox insisted that the leaked passwords were old and invalid ones, but there were still Okta and Eliason credentials exposed that appeared to still be valid until December of 2025. So clearly, there are a lot of risks with these AI systems, whether you're the franchise owner or you're a potential employee. The latter probably faces the biggest threat of extortion and identity fraud, because if a black hat hacker were to see that someone is applying for a job, they could send an email to that candidate pretending to be human resources and then tell them, oh yeah, you're hired, as soon as you send over your social security number so that we can do a background check, and of course send over your banking info so that you can receive your paycheck, and boom, your life savings all of a sudden gets sent to Nigeria, and now you've got 10 new credit cards that are opened up in your name and they're already maxed out. Practice good OPSEC. Don't trust closed source third-party AI tools with your personal information. And if you enjoyed this video, please like and share it to Hack the Algorithm. And check out my online store, base.win, where you can buy my awesome merch or accessories for your phone or laptop. 10% store-wide discount when you pay with Monero XMR at checkout. Have a great rest of your day.